Wycliffe Gordon is a celebrated jazz musician and composer, former veteran member of the Wynton Marsalis Septet and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. He's grateful for the early start he got in music, and he writes, "I was first introduced to music by my late father, Lucius Gordon, who studied and played classical piano as well as performing in several churches in my hometown of Waynesboro, Georgia. I have fond memories of the reel-to-reel tape player and recorder that sat on my dad's upright grand piano where he wired speakers throughout each room of the house. At some point throughout each day, we would hear the music of Beethoven, Mozart, Schumann, and one of his favorites, Chopin. I only knew Beethoven because he would always play the first two movements of the Moonlight Sonata, and I thought it was a funny name and easy to remember, Ludwig. Ha! At the time, I did not know the other composers, but I was certainly familiar with their music, of which I had to identify many years later as a music student during college." We were reared in and exposed to the music of the Baptist Church in the South, which played a large part in my growth and development as a musician and person, says Gordon. "Little did I know how great a role it would play in shaping my whole concept of sound and existence. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but something about experiencing the instrumental music and the singing of the choir has always moved me beyond explanation." I was introduced to jazz on recordings that were bequeathed to our family by a great aunt after her home-going services. I started trombone at age 12, and this collection of music wound up at our house with a record player at about age 13. I listened over and over, and though my teenage friends and I were into the pop music of that time, I would listen to the jazz in our garage every day, then began imitating what I heard. I listened to Louis Armstrong, and my love affair with jazz began. I loved his music, but I have come to understand why I and so many others loved Pops. The music was just a manifestation and representation of his being. One of the greatest humanitarians of all times, he shows us how to live, love one another, and come together. More importantly, realize that we have always been together and that we're all one. What a great lesson to receive. We all have that ability, and music gives us the platform to communicate that love through sharing. Thanks to my dad for sharing with all of us the world of music. Words of Wycliffe Gordon in St. Gregory's Episcopal Church blog of January 2016, saluting his dad and the power of music in our lives. As it happens, Wycliffe Gordon will return to northeastern Pennsylvania to salute another dad who shared his love of music with his family and the whole community here in Lackawanna County and beyond, Gene Yevich, who served as fire chief for the city of Scranton during the administration of Dave Wenzel. Gene Yevich was a popular musician in his own right who played with a number of regional bands, including the Novalairs. Cheryl Yevich Boga is director of performance music at the University of Scranton, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk about the musical tribute to her father that's presented each year as part of the concert season at the university.
I can't believe this is the ninth year we did this, the ninth annual Gene Yevich Memorial Concert. I guess about 2 years after my father died, Dave and Janet came to me and said, "We want to do something to honor him." And we're not sure what, but we want it to be with you and your department in the university. And I said, you know, my father loved nothing more than a good party. You know, Dave was like, well, do you want me to donate to the organ fund? I could do that every year. And I was like, well, I want money for the organ fund, but there are a lot of other people that will do that. And my father was interested in the organ the first two times he'd played, and then zip, 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 zip. It was like, that's a great thing. Now let's, he was always, what's next? He always looked forward. So that's rebuilt. Sounds great. Now what are you going to do? And he was a working musician as well as a fire chief, and he loved concerts and he loved social events. So I said, what do you think? And Dave and Janet just went, this is perfect. And so actually we inaugurated the very first one was Wycliffe Gordon. And now at the ninth one, we have a return, this time the Wycliffe Gordon Quintet. And the group features Wycliffe, of course, on trombone and trumpet now. As you know, he's a brilliant trumpet player now. And Adrian Cunningham, the wonderful Australian reed player, on clarinet and saxophones. Chris Padishaw on piano. This will be Chris's first time here. Yasushi Nakamura on bass, who is returning again. And Alvin Atkinson on drums. And they'll be coming on Sunday, February 19th. For the 9th Annual Genievich Memorial Concert. It starts at 7:30 in the Houlihan McLean Center at the University of Scranton. The building's at the corner of Jefferson Avenue and Mulberry Street. People can come in the Mulberry Street entrance. Parking is available in any of the university lots on weekends, free of charge. And the concert is free of charge and open to the public and sponsored by Dave and Janet Wenzel. Our family ties to the university are long and deep for not only our family, the Yevich and Boga families, but for Wycliffe Gordon as well. You know, Wycliffe has been almost a part of our staff. I keep telling everybody he comes back like a bad penny, except he's a good penny. And has contributed so much to the life of the institution and the experience of our student musicians that we honored him with an honorary doctorate, and he was our commencement speaker in 2006, and he gave the commencement address with his trombone. This is my 35th year. And this is the only commencement speech that ever, in my 35 years, got 5 or 6 standing ovations. It was a pretty cool thing. So he just got the International Trombone Association or Society or whatever it is, Trombonist of the Year internationally. And he has more awards than everything else, but none of that has changed him in one little way. People are saying, like critics are saying, he's probably the greatest trombonist that ever lived at this point. And it's like he doesn't even know this is going on. He just plays. He is happiest when he is playing and teaching. He's a wonderful composer. He has written a number of pieces for us. And as a matter of fact, Father Quinn, whose last year this is with the university, his inauguration, Wycliffe wrote a piece for the concert band and him as soloist that we premiered at that. He's written choral works, concert band works, string orchestra pieces, actually string double quartet. I should be more precise. A lot of choral works. We were his first choral commission. And his first concert band commission. He's written things for jazz band. He has performed with every one of our student ensembles at some time or another, and we just love having him here. I can think of no guest artist that the kids just get so excited. They love him. They love working with him. His teaching is amazing. He has taught every single year of the Scranton Brass Seminar since its inception. He has performed and written for the Scranton Brass Orchestra. He even has a connection to the Nellie Bell collection. He never got to meet Václav. They were going to meet about a week and a half after Václav died. And it was a great heartbreak to Wycliffe because, of course, coming up in bands, he had played Nellie Bell's music in high school and college and, you know, was so excited. And Václav passed away that year. I guess maybe it was more than 2 weeks, but it was that same semester. It was in 96. So that following fall, Wycliffe called me up. He said, you're not going to believe this. He got a call from Radio Free Europe to do an arrangement of some of their theme music for different ensembles and in different styles. And, of course, guess whose name is on that? Because guess who wrote that? Václav Nellie Bell. And so he has connections to everything we do. Everything we do, Wycliffe Gordon is connected to and has supported generously and endlessly in every imaginable way. He's truly a son of the University of Scranton, and we're thrilled that he's going to be back to do this concert. And we're hoping with the travel schedule that he'll be working with some of our student musicians. And one of his students he has been teaching privately, we have a graduating senior who is a remarkable trombonist. Has been since the day he walked in. I can't take credit for him at all. And he's from outside of Philadelphia. And Wycliffe has been teaching him lessons throughout his time at the university. So it's been exciting to watch Matt advance as a player. He came in advanced, but now I watch Wycliffe teach, and I learned so much from that. He's a gifted teacher, and not every great performer is. His high school band director, Harkness Butler, in Georgia, who passed just a couple of years ago, must have been one of the most amazing men, because when Wycliffe talks, I realize how he became a great teacher. And it was by the example of this amazing man. And so he gets it. Like, he gets kids, and he's a great communicator. So we're excited they'll be back, and your listeners can go to wycliffegordon.com. That's W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E. Don't spell it like the rocker, Wycliffe. W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E-G-O-R-D-O-N.com.
Cheryl Yevich Boga, Director of Performance Music at the University of Scranton, speaking with us about the 9th Annual Gene Yevich Memorial Concert, featuring the Wycliffe Gordon Quintet on Sunday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Houlihan McLean Center at the University of Scranton. Admission is free and open to the public. For more information, on the web, scranton.edu, scranton.edu. The 9th Annual Gene Yevich Memorial Concert featuring the Wycliffe Gordon Quintet at the Houlihan McLean Center at the University of Scranton, Sunday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free. Wycliffe Gordon's biography has many, many paragraphs because he is such an accomplished and international musician and composer. One of the lines will strike our listeners' ears. Musicians and ensembles of every caliber perform Wycliffe Gordon's music throughout the world, and his arrangement of the theme song to NPR's All Things Considered is heard daily across the globe.